This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Study Eternity, a section taken from A Body of Divinity by the 17th century British minister Thomas Watson. Study Eternity. Our thoughts should chiefly run upon eternity. We all wish for the present, something that may delight the senses. If we could have lived, as Augustine says, a connobulus mundi, from the infancy of the world to the world's old age, what were this? What is time measured with eternity? As the earth is but a small point to the heaven, so time is but, nay scarce, a minute to eternity. And then, what is this poor life which crumbles away so fast? Oh, think of eternity. Brethren, we are every day traveling to eternity, and whether we wake or sleep, we are going our journey. Some of us are upon the borders of eternity. Oh, study the shortness of life and length of eternity. More particularly, think of God's eternity and the soul's eternity. Think of God's eternity. He is the Ancient of Days, who is before all time. There is a figurative description of God in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. The Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His white garment, wherewith he was clothed, signified his majesty, his hair like the pure wool, his holiness, and the Ancient of Days, his eternity. The thought of God's eternity should make us have high, adoring thoughts of God. We are apt to have mean, irreverent thoughts of him. Thou thoughtest I was such as one thyself. That is from Psalm chapter 50, verse 1. Weak and mortal, but if we would think of God's eternity, when all our power ceases, he is King eternal, his crown flourishes forever, he can make us happy or miserable forever. This would make us have adoring thoughts of God. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat upon the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. It's from Revelation chapter 4. The saints fall down to signify by that humble posture that they are not worthy to sit in God's presence. They fall down and they worship him that liveth forever and ever. They do it, as it were, to kiss his feet. They cast their crowns before the throne. They lay all their honor at his feet. Thus they show humble adoration to the eternal essence. Study God's eternity. It will make us adore where we cannot fathom. Think of the soul's eternity. As God is eternal, so he has made us eternal. We are never dying creatures. We are shortly entering upon an eternal state, either of happiness or misery. Have serious thoughts of this. Say, O my soul, which of these two eternities is like to be thy portion? I must shortly depart hence, and whither then shall I go? To which of these eternities, either of glory or misery? The serious meditation of the eternal state we are to pass into would work strongly with us. Number 1. Thoughts of eternal torments are a good antidote against sin. Sin tempts with its pleasure, but when we think of eternity, it may cool the intemperate heat of lust. Shall I, for the pleasure of sin, for a season, endure eternal pain? Sin, like those locusts in Revelation chapter 9, verse 9, seems to have on its head a crown like gold, but it has in it a tail like a scorpion, and a sting in its tail, and this sting can never be plucked out. Shall I venture eternal wrath? Is sin committed so sweet as lying in hell forever is bitter? This thought would make us flee from sin as Moses from the serpent. Number 2, the serious thoughts of eternal happiness would very much take us off from the worldly things. What are these sublunary things to eternity? They are quickly gone. They salute us and take their farewell. But I am to enter upon an everlasting estate. I hope to live with him who is eternal. What is the world to me? To those who stand upon the top of the Alps, the great cities of Campania are small things in their eyes. So to him who has his thoughts fixed on his eternal state after this life, all these things seem as nothing in his eye. What is the glory of this world? How poor and contemptible compared with an eternal weight of glory. 3. The serious thoughts of an eternal state, either of happiness or misery, should have a powerful influence upon whatsoever we take in hand. Every work we do promotes either a blessed or cursed eternity. Every good action sets us a step nearer to an eternity of happiness. Every bad action sets us a step nearer to an eternity of misery. Oh, what influence should thoughts of eternity have upon our religious duties? It should make us do them with all our might. Duty well performed lifts a Christian higher towards heaven and sets a Christian a step nearer to a blessed eternity. This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode has been brought to you by the Restoring the Core Initiative.